to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45,000 dock workers on strike, and they are keeping an eye on things at the top, says ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
The White House says President Biden and Vice President Harris are closely monitoring the strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports and the potential impacts on supply chains. The president, according to the White House, has directed his team to convey to both sides the need to be at the table and negotiating in good faith, fairly and quickly. Senior administration officials have been in contact with representatives on both sides of the strike to try and keep negotiations moving forward. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Israeli military warning people to evacuate nearly two dozen Lebanese border communities after it begins limited ground operations against the militant group Hezbollah. Storm-battered mountain towns in North Carolina still trying to grapple with a new reality. Roads washed out, homes gone, and the power still out for more than a million customers following Hurricane Helene and its aftermath. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Dinney removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Dinney broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, have been deployed to North Carolina to assist in the response and recovery efforts due to the flooding left by Hurricane Helene. Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel said, quote, Wisconsin Task Force 1 is a state asset with specialized training and capabilities that not only helps protect Wisconsin communities, it can also respond throughout the country. States supporting one another during natural disasters or emergencies is a core emergency management value and helps make us a more resilient nation, end quote. 16 members of the Task Force Swiftwater Rescue Team left Wisconsin Friday night from the Regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. The team brought specialized equipment and supplies to assist with search and rescue, including boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best-of-three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
I think they're you got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
We're going to get to that title town report right after we talk a little local football. First of all, Coach Tony Morgan of the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team in here. Morning, Coach.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was actually over in Amory doing a football game for one of our other Civic Media stations Friday night, so I didn't have a chance to listen at all to the game, but I was pleasantly surprised when I came back and saw your defense. Goodness gracious. Anytime you give up 19 yards rushing in a whole game, Coach, that's fun. Fun day for the defense.
Yeah, we made a couple minor changes, had some personnel come back and make an immediate impact. And, we were really able to kind of oil the line of scrimmage. Based on what we saw on film, we thought we'd be able to, with a couple minor tweaks, really own it. Now, nobody can ever expect, you know, I think our goal is usually like under 100 yards rushing. So right. No coach can ever plan on under 20 yards rushing, that's for sure.
Great game. And then on your side of the ball, too, 327 yards rushing on your side of the ball.
That's, kind of one of my favorite things to do is run the ball. So when we get to put up numbers and certainly spread it around a little bit, getting guys, with some rushing yards, attacking from all positions and being effective across the board. Of course, Hudson Hilgart continues to just run the ball really well. We actually had a 60 yard run that got called back due to a penalty. So he might have been, over 200 yards rushing. To be able to run the ball out of multiple positions, have Dalton Schmidt back, and he was everywhere. He was our 2, 3, 4, and so it just made it really tough on Athens to be able to key where we were trying to run the ball from.
Well, you didn't have a whole lot of completions, but the one you had, you made them count. I mean, a couple of Randy Mosses on your team with a 43-yard per catch average with Corbin and with Corbin Phelps and Sean Morgan. So you didn't hit on a lot receiving-wise, but you hit on a couple of pretty big ones.
Yeah, I think we probably only called, as the score gets going and when you can run the ball kind of at will like we were able to do. Hudson actually, I think, threw the ball 4 times. We might have called 7 or 8 pass plays. A couple times he scrambled for, good yardage. I think they did have a sack on us, so I do think it was probably about 8 pass plays. But, he had a you know, shorter touchdown there on the goal line. We spread it out, and he was able to get one in the end zone. Corbin, you know, he's just so dangerous to get the ball in his hands in space. So that ball might have gone, you know, 3 yards past the scrimmage line. And then Hudson doing Hudson things on that throw to the sideline to Sean, kind of scrambling, falling back, and, you know, off balance. Every coach goes, oh, don't throw that. And then next thing you know, it lands perfectly where it's supposed to, and it was almost too bad that Sean was too close to the sideline, because you know, he probably could have gone you know for a little bit more there. So
156.2 quarterback rating for Hudson.
That's not bad.
Jeez. nice. Well, it's got to be fun for your team, because it's not too often that you get into a game and you really feel like we own the line of scrimmage. That does provide a lot of different options for you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often in high school football. You know, we had some personnel coming back that have been missing longer term. And so we actually made two changes on our starting defensive line, and that definitely had a big impact. You know, Greg Morgan, he's been second team all-conference defender the last 2 years, so he's always been stout there. And then we just kind of rearranged some of the linebackers a little bit, and you know, really gave Athens a hard time to get the ball moving, whether it was outside or inside. They just weren't really sure where to go. They did have a little bit of success throwing the ball on us. So that is probably our big concern going into Hurley, who, you know, they're a tough opponent, and they've been kind of spreading it out and kind of living on the pass. So, you know, we'll have a different challenge this week, and I believe it's Hurley's homecoming. So, you know, it'll be, I'm sure, a raucous environment, and our first trip to go up and get to play Hurley in their house. So we'll have to shore that up a little bit.
Yeah, 26-0 halftime lead. You're on your way to a 32-0 win over Athens this past Friday night. And, this Hurley team, they're 4-0 along with Phillips. And you're not technically out of the conference race by any means. A win over Hurley could make things very interesting. But Hurley has had a lot of success this year, so this will be a big challenge for you.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it. You know, as I've said many times before, you know, being in a new conference, getting to kind of measure yourself. You know, Rib Lake, Prentice, those were teams that were coming from 11-man into 8-man. You know, we were able to kind of split that. And so here's another challenge on a team, an established program. You know, watching the film, they got a lot of kids on the sideline, especially for an 8-man team. So they definitely are an established program coming in here at 8-man, and really has had been able to win every game and not really been stressed. Athens actually kind of took them to the wire, 12-6, but Hurley was in charge that entire game. You know, we're hoping to get into a game where it's tight in the second half and just see what happens.
So Hurley this Friday night, and then you got homecoming week next week, and Phillips winds down the season. It appears as though you're health-wise, you're doing pretty good, it seems like, right?
Yep. We really pretty much almost have everybody back. I think we have, you know, one person that hopefully this week will be all cleared up, and you know, things can happen in practice and JV games and all that. So we'll see how everyone's feeling today. But no, as far as the varsity level goes, we were almost at full strength, and it was that was evident as well. I think you know, there was some surprises coming back with some bodies, and really able to put in a great team effort across the board. I think we had 7 guys with positive rushing yards, and you know, as we said, spread the ball out, three completions, 3 different receivers. I think almost everyone on the varsity, you know, had a tackle or a tackle for loss. So it was a complete team effort, and when you have a team that comes together and wins at the line of scrimmage, you know, good things happen. So we just need to figure out how to do that again on Friday.
Yeah, if Shawamigan fans miss the game, they can always go to wissports.net. Under 8-man football, the stats and stuff are there, and the game, kind of get an idea of the game flow from there. But we mentioned homecoming coming up next week, and Hurley this Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you on 103.1 FM. So the conference is bearing out. You got 2 of the top 3 to go. So you got your, the teams you got to beat in front of you. There you go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The teams that are ahead of you in the standings and a chance to catch them with a couple of victories here in the next couple of weeks. All right, Coach, great job with the kids. We look forward to following you. Good week. The JV game last night, I wanted to mention that quick. We had Athens last night?
Yeah, we went down to Athens and, you know, getting to get all the kids yards in. That was very good. Put up some points, but unfortunately gave up a few way too many big plays. But really getting our JV program running, which is super exciting. So
all right, very good. Good week for Shawamigan, and hopefully we can get some folks up there, some fans up there in Hurley to cheer on the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team. It'd be nice to have a good crowd up there.
Absolutely. I expect it to be a raucous crowd. And, you know, the goal is go ruin someone's homecoming and then come back and have a great homecoming ourselves.
Exactly. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Screaming Eagles here on 98Q and the Coaches Show. We'll talk Phillips with Coach Precor, and then we'll listen in on Coach LaFleur's presser yesterday with the Packers.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A tough start for the Packers on Sunday in their 31-29 loss to the Vikings. I'm Bill Scott. The issues came in all phases. Jordan Love struggled with accuracy early, and the Packers turned it over 4 times. Defensively, they couldn't get off the field on third downs, allowing the Vikings to build a big lead, and kicker Braden Narveson missing 2 more field goals. Safety Xavier McKinney said they had some uncharacteristic errors.
We'll work through it. We understand what we got to do, even without even looking at the film already. But, you know, luckily it's a long season, and, you know, we're going to keep working and keep trying to build it so we can, you know, be better and have faster starts.
McKinney did add another interception to his credit. That's 4 in the first 4 games, which sets a new franchise record. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Remember week 2 when Josh Jacobs ran the ball 32 times against the Colts? Well, since then, he's carried the football just 23 times, including just 9 on Sunday. It's the fewest number of carries for Jacobs in a single game since the 2021 season.
I think it's the way the game played out. We got down real early, so, you know, we started passing the ball a lot. Once the game kind of got out of hand like that, I was ready for whatever, really.
The Packers were also penalized 8 times for 68 yards in the loss. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Well, Tuesday 9 o'clock hour is when we feature our coaches. Thanks to Coach Morgan for coming in and Coach Matt LaFleur's presser from yesterday coming up. Phillips Lager, head coach Steve Precor, nice enough to join us. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yes, great, a family rivalry game on Friday. We talked about that last week, and it was kind of everything we thought it would be. Flambeau has a nice team this year. You guys doing well, and they got out on you early, Coach. Let's talk about that first half a little bit and how Flambeau was able to kind of jump out on you early in that game.
Yeah, they jumped out early. We started a little bit flat, came out. We had a nice opening drive that kind of got stalled out by a couple mistakes that we made, and we forced Flambeau into a third and long situation. They threw a long pass that I thought we had covered fairly well, but knocked the ball out of his hands. It bounced off our shoulder and into the hands of another receiver for a long touchdown. And it was kind of a shell shock. Mm-hmm. And we came out second drive kind of poor, and Flambeau put it on us again shortly after that. So we were down 12-0 in short order, and we haven't but we've been down all season long, but we haven't been down 2 scores very often, and it was rude awakening for our boys.
Down 12-0, down 20-8 at one point, down 20-16 at the half. This game had some long touchdown passes, had a kickoff return for a touchdown, also had interception also for a touchdown, had a little bit of everything, Coach.
There was a little bit of everything, a lot of resiliency. We scored with about 44 seconds left in the first half. after giving up a touchdown drive that we were hoping to stop them and be a tight game, you know, going into halftime. But we were able to make a drive. I mean, in a minute and a half, I think it was about a minute, we scored, which I think was a big confidence boost for us going into halftime. And then maybe all the moms started chewing out their boys at parents' night. So that might have helped, too.
Well, you had 463 yards in rushing, Coach, which isn't a surprise for a Steve Precourt team. But the 8 pass attempts might be a new record for a Steve Precourt team, though, Coach.
Yeah, 8 attempts for 19 yards, I think. it was you could tell on the game film going into the game, one of what I would say Flambeau's weaknesses against Hurley prior to us was their pass coverage, which – after talking to their coaches after the game, they had worked specifically on a couple situations so that we didn't get big plays in that facet, and it could show. So we thought we were going to come in and have an opportunity to throw the ball a little more than we do, and it didn't work out that way. But fortunately, we have one pass play that was backwards, ended up being a run that Colin Kleinschmidt ended up scoring a nice touchdown, and we had a halfback pass that scored a touchdown. So even though we ran the ball, ran it effectively, and then they worked on it, we did have some success. Just had to make it look a little bit different.
Yeah, you were up 38-26 after the third quarter, and that pick six by Ben Burnig, that really was a game changer because it made kind of a back-and-forth game, now almost a three-score game at that point.
It sure did. It was kind of that as Wayne Larrabee would say, the dagger. We made some nice plays, got them into situations where they had to. I mean, they were forced to throw the ball, and Ben did a really nice job going to play the ball and got escorted to the end zone. It was fun to see and something that we work on in practice, and to see it come to fruition and be that dagger was fun.
Yeah, yeah. You sit atop the conference at 4-0. Got some little bit of work to do before a couple of key games, especially one with Hurley. You got one of those games, as a coach, I guess, one of those called a trap game or a watch-out game when you're playing a team that hasn't won yet this year and you got a big game on the other side. It'll be a challenge for you to keep these kids focused, I'm sure, this week, Coach.
Sure will be. We talked about it in film yesterday. This is one of those games that you can't just assume we're going to win. I would say it's without a doubt Athens is the best winless team in the state that I've seen any film on. They've got some strong athletes. They played fairly well against Hurley, I mean, to a 12-6 ball game. They looked out of sorts against Schwamgen, which is kudos to them. But it's one that we can't take them lightly. We have to continue to put our foot on the gas and be prepared. Don't look ahead to Hurley next week and Schwamgen the week after, which are two big football games. We have to take care of business this week.
Yeah. So how did the family treat you, Coach, in this one? Did your family behave themselves cheering against you?
They did. They did. Yeah, they did.
How much fun was that, though, having family around and having that rivalry part of it?
It's awesome. I mean, one, it was parents' night, which is great to just have that around your program and see the pride that our kids' families have, and then to have my own be there is great.
Yeah.
Love the support. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's across the entire community.
Yeah. Friday night, 7 o'clock, traveling to Athens. A couple of big games after that with Hurley and Schwamigan. Coach, congrats on the win on Friday night. Did we come out of there healthy? Everybody doing all right?
Everybody's doing all right. When you play a physical football game against some physical kids, there's some dings and bruises and sore muscles. But I think as a whole, everybody's doing okay. And for those that were at the game, number 26 that was injured from Flambeau is doing well. I know there's a lot of rumors going around that he was injured significantly. He will be playing this Friday. So
good.
So that's good news. I was happy to hear that from Coach Rail.
Fantastic. All right, Coach, thank you for taking time to join us. We look forward to having Jeff Haken and the boys cover you down in Athens on Friday night. That game will be right here. Have a good week of practice, and we'll hear you on the radio Friday night, okay?
Thanks a lot, Joel.
Hey, Coach Steve Precor, head coach of the Phillips Loggers, joining us. As they do each Tuesday, we're going to feature our Packer head coach, Matt LaFleur, his presser from yesterday. We'll see what he has to say coming up in just a moment here on the 98Q Coaches Show.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right, so they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call if you can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right, Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on US Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We talk with the coaches every Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Coach Morgan of Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op and Coach Precor of Phillips. And now, yesterday's presser with head coach Matt LaFleur of your Green Bay Packers.
Yesterday, Bo's been playing, but Bo played some in sort of Malik. How do you think those guys have done? Are they ready for a bigger role if Christian's out here for a bit?
Yeah, I think all those guys, they always put the work in practice. And so I got confidence in any of those guys going in there and doing the job and doing it at a winning level.
Matt, going back to the last interception, other than recognizing it ahead of time and making an adjustment, once the play has already started, what is Jordan's alternative there? Like, does he have an option to throw it away somewhere when...
Yeah, he could have thrown it away. He could have thrown it to Wicks. And then we got some, really all three of those other throws are quicker element throws where, he could have thrown to any one of those guys. I think there was tighter coverage on Jaden Reed than there was on Tucker and was it Rome outside, I believe. So, yeah, I think it's a learning moment and that's all you can do. I mean, none of us were perfect yesterday, myself included. So, you got to learn from it, move on, and hope to not repeat that same mistake. And that's the message to really all our guys, is when you make a mistake, you got to you just got to learn from it. And you cannot have repeated mistakes. And unfortunately, we've had too many instances throughout the course of the years, and I know it's still early, but where we've made the same mistake twice. And that's what we've got to make sure that we get corrected.
You talking with Jordan about the ball placement, is that just a mechanical thing to adjust? Is it timing? What would you like to see him tweak there?
Well, you'd like to make sure you're on balance and get it. To me, it all starts with your footwork, right? Making sure that your rhythm and timing is correct, and then getting your body in the best position possible so you're not like falling off a throw and whatnot. And sometimes you just got to go out there and play. And I think he'll work himself through it. I'm not worried about it. I know he's going to do everything in his power to get it corrected, and I have full confidence that he will be better.
Well, I guess we'll jump in on the rest of that presser from yesterday in just a moment, as things seem to have locked up a bit. So we'll get to that here, hopefully in just a moment.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
I think me and you should blow this off. So much for the after party. Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. See where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours. All night, I've got nothing but time. So take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. But give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it for me. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take my word, take my heart, take my kiss, and maybe take it too far. But baby, take it from me. Oh, just take it from me. Call your name, but take it from me. What I got to give, you can have for free. Take it from me.
Jordan Davis. Take it from me, Jordan Davis at 98Q Country. All right, let's get the rest of that Packer presser in there. We had a little internet glitch here. So the rest of the presser yesterday and a coach's show Tuesday with your Packer head coach, Matt LaFleur. No, it's not going to play. It just was playing, and now it froze up on me again. I sincerely apologize to all of you for the way this morning show is taking you around. Hang on, I'm going to forward this ahead. I had to reboot it here. Okay, here we go.
But we've had repeated mistakes, whether it's false starts, whether it's guys jumping off sides, whether it's maybe a busted protection. Like, those things will drive you nuts and ultimately cost you games. And, I mean, when you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost. And we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
What did you think of your pass rush yesterday?
It wasn't up to our standard.
All right, I'm done with that. I apologize, but we'll get some Matt LaFleur clips during our sports, of course, during the week. For some reason, our internet is not wanting to play that back in its entirety. So Matt LaFleur, in a nutshell, not happy in general with everything, and wish they would have won. So that's basically what comes out of pressers when your team doesn't win. Apologies to you for me jerking you around like that. We got a closed highway today. Highway C is going to be closed today until about 4 o'clock here in Price County. Highway C, as in cap, the work zone closure, will have about 200 feet northwest of Levine Road. So if that takes you, if your path takes you there, just note that there's going to be a little bit of an issue there. Price County Senior Dining, they're back at it, providing great meals for our seniors all across the county. And if you want more information, you can always reach them at 715-339-2158. Tomorrow, Wednesday, they'll be serving up baked chicken, seasoned rice, and sliced carrots, along with lemon pie. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, and Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining, reach them at 715-339-2158. What else can your morning show guy mess up here this morning? Well, I didn't mess up giving away the Dells tickets. We have Pat Lishnesky. She was the winner of the Dells tickets yesterday, but the good news is you got another shot today. It's an extended summer text to win contest, and the keyword today is Olympus, O-L-Y-M-P-U-S. A lot of you have already texted that to us. It's one word for today, and you'll be in for the grand prize package, which we'll have available today, tomorrow, and again Thursday. 4 tickets to Mount Olympus, 4 tickets to Pirates Cove Golf, 4 tickets to Top Secret Attraction, and 4 tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Original Ducks. Good luck. Text it to us through the Civic Media app on your phone. Download it. Hit 98Q and text us the word Olympus before midnight tonight.
Are you looking for a great place to have your holiday party or special event? Check out Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake.
Get ready to hit the books with a special back-to-school deal from D&D Tire and Auto Center. Enjoy 10% off oil changes and tire rotations. Plus, they offer truck accessories, full engine work, and now marine and power sports service, plus towing. Schedule your service today by calling 715-762-2525 or stop in to D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax tax debt destroy your life? You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
98Q Country.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back.
Back then right now.
from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered.
A little country classic. Garth Brooks, Park Manor brings you country classics, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. And they're on Facebook too. All right, let's see if we can at least wrap up the morning show with a little bit of quality. I mean, we had some good stuff in there, but it's like every time I went to click something, it didn't work. We got to get caught up because I missed a presidential fact of the day the other day, so we got one to catch up on, so let's do that now.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
The election, by the way, 5 weeks from today. President Grover Cleveland is the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms in office. The first was from 1885 to 1889, and the second from 1893 to 1897. Between his terms, the first of his five children was born. Baby Ruth Cleveland was born in 1891. She was a very sick child, and she passed away in 1904. In 1921, the Curtis Candy Company introduced the Baby Ruth candy bar, not named after the baseball player, which is named for her and not for Babe Ruth, the baseball player. All right, so get that straight. Baby Ruth Cleveland, our presidential fact of the day. We will invite in Laura, who's doing your middays for you here in just a little bit. We'll get Gray in here. He's got the short shift today, 2 to 3:55. Goodness gracious. So Gray will get the short shift because we got Brewer baseball, Brewers and Mets. That's going to be fun. If you can't watch it, We got it for you right here. So you can listen to it as you're running around with the kids or whatever you got going on. We'll have it. Have a radio handy. We can't put that on the app. Major League Baseball does not let us stream baseball because they have to do that to make their whatever. So you got to have radio access, but we will have it on the big flamethrower right here. 98Q with a 4:30 first pitch. I hope your day is a fabulous one. We'll see you back in here tomorrow for Reality Radio and much more.
98Q Country.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand, sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down. So I started calling.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat
trying to get it while we can. Are we names in a tattoo or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
And if love starts getting the blues.